terrorism, but the PFLP was one of the pioneers of actions like hijacking. What is your general view on such actions?
You see, that's right. We actually pioneered this. And
later on,
we stopped this. We criticized ourselves. We were frank with ourselves, we were frank with our people, and we were frank with the people all over the world. But Israel was not frank. Israel was condemning this all the time and calling the world to take measures against us. And you see what is happening. We stopped hijacking. But Israel, who was condemning all the time hijacking, is practicing it now.
Are there no circumstances under which the PFLP would resume such acts as hijacking?
In the foreseen future, no. When our revolution will be quite well understood all over the world, of course, we feel that war is war, and we can do any act which will serve our victory in war. But since at the present moment, world opinion is not able to see our particular case, we would like all people all over the world to understand us and be with us so that we will ensure victory. You see, the PFLP is the PFLP. When the PFLP does anything, she will claim this. The PFLP actually has relations with the main Palestinian organizations, namely Fatah, the Popular Democratic Front, Arab Liberation Front of Palestine, Al-Sa'iqa, and we are cooperating together in the what you call the PLO, Palestine Liberation Organization. Regarding these minor groups, we have no relations with them. But also, to be frank with you and with world opinion, we can only understand them because we know the despair that our people has been living for so many years, and that's why we can at least know why do they act like this.
George, there have been many innocent victims of the Palestinian guerrilla war. What would you say to those victims?
Well, I say first that there are innocent victims for every just war. And one feels very sorry for these innocent victims. But you cannot ask us to stop war. You can ask us to try our very best to minimize any mistake that will result in any innocent victim.
The Israeli state seems pretty well established and fairly well supported, and the Arab world seems to lack unity. The outside world is either apathetic or antagonistic, perhaps, to the Palestinian cause. What real hopes of success do you have?
Well, first point I want to stress is that no matter how difficult the situation is, we Palestinians cannot but go on fighting. Why? Because this is related to our story and to our cause. You know what is our story. We were a peaceful people living in Palestine, and the Zionist movement came and kicked out of Palestine. Suppose you were in our place. What can you do? Therefore, there will be no end to this struggle going on in this part of the world unless the Palestinian people will reach to a just solution for their case. We are not anti-Jewish. We actually want all Jews all over the world, if possible, to understand us, including the Jews in Israel. We are not aiming to throw the Jews in the sea, as the Zionist movement say. But we are after, to be frank, we are after the dissolution of the Israeli state, as you said. We are against Zionism. And we are against the Israeli state as it is now. Why? Because it is the fruit of Zionism. It is a racist state. And it is a state based on conquer and based on aggression. We and the oppressed Jews in Palestine who are against this government, we have to fight together and go on fighting together till we reach to a very palpable and practical aim, which is the one democratic Palestinian state, which will include all Arabs and all Jews living together really as one Palestinian people.
In peace and particular situation as a Palestinian people.
Well, it is Israel who is concerned with ceasing fire. Israel is very clear, started this last war against us. I cannot conceive how could a national liberation movement could stop its fighting against the enemy who occupies its own land.
The forces of al-Fatah seem to be cooperating with the United Nations peacekeeping force. Will the PFLP adopt the same attitude? Or can you even envisage circumstances in which it would open fire on them?
Well, regarding the first part of the question, all Palestinian organizations have the same attitude towards United Nations forces. To my knowledge, there are no differences regarding the attitude towards United Nations forces. Regarding the second part of the question, we will never intend to start any fighting against United Nations forces, provided they will do the job they are to do. I mean, to let the Israeli forces retreat from South Lebanon.
Are you optimistic that the Israelis will withdraw completely?
No. Israel has taught us very well that it never retreats, except by force, of course.
With the Israelis occupying so many guerrilla bases in the south now, how will the Palestinian military strategy change? How will it be affected?
Well, new bases, new fighting. And, of course, we have been since a time concentrating on our fighting inside Palestine. And I think this is clear.
At the present moment, no. At the present moment, we should only be concerned with the American people. And we are against any relations, official relations, with the United States of America. Because we know that what we are facing here is actually American imperialism and not only Israel. All the raids we are facing in the Lebanon, and before that in Palestine, we know that Israel is actually able to practice such bad deeds because of American backing of Israel. We want this to be very, very, very clear. And we in the PFLP, we always stress that our real enemy is not Israel only and Zionism. It is American imperialism who is backing Israel because Israel is playing a bodyguard for American imperialistic interest in Saudi Arabia and in the Gulf region. That is why we don't want at the present moment, and we refuse any relations with the American government.
Dr. Habash, could you tell me how serious you consider the division within the PLO to be now?
Of course, I have to confess that it is rather serious. But in spite of this, we are still raising the slogan for one united PLO. There will be many difficulties, serious difficulties, but we have to overcome it. There is no other way but to overcome, because it's so dangerous that our people will be split while fighting against Zionism and against Israel.
How much damage do you think that the holding of the PNC and Arafat's move has done to the PLO?
It was very, very serious, very serious, because it has a very clear political content. It means that Arafat is deciding, or rather deciding, to have a close alliance with Camp David regime and Reagan's regime in the Jordan. And as you know, comrade, neither Camp David nor Reagan fulfill what our people really want. And that is why it is a serious thing. Also, from an organizational point of view, as you know, that the PLO is rather a wide front that contain within it, within its frame, all classes, all organizations, all national personalities, the wide frame. What is happening in Amman, you cannot call it that it is the PNC. It is Arafat's conference rather than the conference of all the groups that represent the Palestinian people. Besides this, we can say that it is really illegal from the point of view of the internal regulations of the PNC.
Do you really believe, though, that Arafat is putting himself in the American camp, as you put it? Because that would surely make him a traitor in your eyes.
To a great extent, yes. In an indirect manner. Not in a direct manner, because America is still refusing him. He is putting himself in the American way through King Hussein and through Hosni Mubarak. This is very clear to our people. And this is one of the main causes for what is happening in the PLO.
What sort of future do you see for Arafat and his PLO if he goes ahead with the American way, as you put it?
If he continues in this way, I think the Palestinian people will not in any way accept Arafat to continue as the head of the PLO. And I think we will have a united PLO without Arafat and without his line.
Do you not think, perhaps, that the Palestinian people want peace?
A just peace, of course. But any peace, Israeli peace, no. I think our Palestinian people are ready to continue fighting for one more 100 years to have their own right in self-determination and establishing their state. Otherwise, there will be no peace.
When you talk of fighting, are you still committed to what you have called revolutionary violence, what some in the West and we in the West call terrorism?
No, not terrorism. Armed struggle. Armed struggle to have our national rights. And the regulations of the United Nations give us the right to use such armed struggle in order to fulfill our national aims. You are mistaken if you regard our fighting as terrorism. This is the great fault of American administration.
Does the split within the PLO make the use of violence by some who oppose Arafat inevitable now? Does the split within the PLO, does it mean that some will now turn back to violence? Revolutionary violence, terrorism, call it what you will.
Against Israel, if you mean increased armed struggle, certainly. And we are planning to increase our armed struggle against the Israeli forces in the West Bank, the Israeli forces in Gaza, against Israel in general. But if you mean violence against Palestinian groups, no, we are against this and we want to prevent it.
Doctor, do you ever see peace with Israel? Because clearly there are some within the PLO today who do.
We see in the very distant future peace in Palestine where all sects, Jews, Arabs, will live in peace. It's very difficult to have peace with Zionism, because Zionism, as it proved itself on the ground here, to our people, we cannot live with it. As the European people were not able to live with fascism and with Nazism. It's very difficult. We have seen it. We cannot live with Zionism. Zionism is fascism, exactly.
But do you ever see in your heart, do you ever see compromise, peace with Israel? I'm still not clear on that, whether you actually believe it's possible.
Israel is the embodiment of Zionism till the present moment. Till the present moment, it is the embodiment of Zionism. We are ready to have peace if we can get rid of Zionism, Zionistic ideology, Zionistic plans.
How do you explain Arafat's thinking today? I mean, you know him terribly well. You've been together over a number of years. How do you explain what he's doing and where you think he's going?
Arafat gives very much importance to tactics. When we were out of Beirut, Arafat thought that the whole area fell in the hands of the United States. And that is why he has to arrange himself according to this formula. He does not give great importance to the Palestinian masses, to the Palestinian organizations who want to know where we are going. This is a great fault of Arafat, and through his contacts with Fahed and all the reactionary rulers, Arab rulers, he is more affected by what they say more than he's affected by the Palestinian masses.
Do you think that he's betrayed?
Excuse me?
Do you think that he's betrayed the Palestinians in any way?
Let us not talk about betrayal. Let us talk about the political line he is following at the present moment, which is very wrong and so dangerous, and which will not fulfill our national aims. I am afraid that Arafat, after 4 or 5 years, will discover that he lost the faith of the Palestinian masses without getting anything from his coalition, if I'm using the right word, the coalition with King Hussein and Hosni Mubarak.
One final question, and a very personal question. Looking back, Dr. Habash, do you ever question the revolutionary violence of the past? I mean, you said that you're planning to increase attacks now against Israel. Does that mean you would consider returning to the days of the early 70s, where the armed struggle and revolutionary violence, what we again call terrorism, for want of a better phrase, could be used again as a weapon? Do you ever see that?
Please make it clear that there is a very clear difference between what you call terrorism and what we call armed struggle to fulfill our national aims. Allow me to say that I do not like your mixing between armed struggle and terrorism. If you mean armed struggle, we have to increase it. We are planning to increase it. terrorism is something else.
But do you see a return to attacks against Israeli targets? You say that you're planning to increase attacks. Are we going to return to the days of attacks against Israeli targets?
This is our job, to return to strike Israeli targets in the West Bank, in Gaza, in Palestine. We regard it as a right for us. The United Nations regulations give the conquered people the full right to struggle against the conquerors in all means, including armed struggle.
What do you think it achieves?
You said this is the final question. In spite of this, I will answer this question as a final question. What is the question now?
What do you think that it achieves? What do you think it will achieve, attacks against Israel?
It achieves very much. Because in the very long run, the Israeli people will recognize that without giving the Palestinian people their rights, there will be no peace. And I don't think that the Jews in Palestine are ready to continue losing their sons day after day, as is happening at the present moment in South Lebanon.